Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. We're going to be hearing today about a new venture called Aging in Place Downtown, and we'll be talking with Susan Silver. So, Susan, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
You say you moved here fairly recently from the D.C. area.
Right.
And what was your work that you've done throughout your life, a large part of your life?
Yeah, my whole career was in health and social service delivery of varying kinds, ranging from hospice to complementary medicine and so on. My academic background is in healthcare administration, and I've always done that kind of work.
And so you moved here, and not too long after that, you started looking around and seeing what services were available in the area and which ones weren't. And you've come up with this idea called Aging in Place Downtown. You're saying it's a model project for Wilmington. Tell us what the idea is behind Aging in Place.
Well, the goal is very simple. It's to enable seniors to remain in their homes throughout their lives, regardless of health, wealth, or age. And so what that means in a practical sense is that as people get older and become possibly more frail and begin to need help with just activities of daily life, it's hard to know where to turn to find those. And what Aging in Place Downtown can do is bring to the table knowledge about a lot of services, even a lot of sources of payment for those services, and then assess individual people who want to remain in their homes across about 12 different dimensions of their daily living. So everything from medical or mental health services they might need to transportation to how they use technology to stay safe and communicate to homemaking help. Just across the board, because every one of those aspects of life has an impact on whether you can stay in your home.
Exactly.
So we will individually assess people and then try to match them with the kinds of resources that exist in the community. We don't want to duplicate what exists. We just want to be the identifier and the integrator so that we'll help people develop a plan, help people understand how to access those services, and just stick with them as their own needs change over time so that they can bring in the resources that they need to stay in their homes.
So it's really a coordinating function, an integrating function, rather than creating services yourself. It's you're working with the services that exist, and there are many.
There are many in Wilmington. Yeah, right. All sorts of things. And the more that we know about and can make available to people, the higher the likelihood that they'll be able to stay in their home.
Now, you call it Aging in Place Downtown. How do you define downtown?
Yes, it's a model program, and the idea was to identify a specific part of Wilmington and to show that we can deliver this service and that it can work before we try to spread it throughout the city. So downtown is 28401 plus Carolina Heights and Carolina Place, and that Ardmore Peace, and all of whose residents consider themselves downtowners.
Kind of just going up Market Street,
yes,
and a little bit to the east and west of Market.
A little to the north and south of Market. And
you're right. What am I saying? Yeah, that would be hard to be east and west of Market. The north and south of Market, right.
And that area was chosen because it's the most diverse part of Wilmington. That area encompasses a population of about 32,000 people, of whom about 6,100 are age 55 and above. So there's certainly a potential need in that area. But what I also know, having done a lot of demographics analysis, is that it includes the wealthiest people and the least wealthy people in Wilmington. It's the most racially evenly divided. In every way, it really represents the most diverse part of the city, and I want to show that this concept can work in a diverse population. So that's why that area was chosen.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Susan Silver. She is creating something called Aging in Place Downtown, a model project in Wilmington, North Carolina. Now, Susan, do you have other people who are working with you? I say this is your project, but I imagine you have a team.
There are lots of volunteers. I've been working as a volunteer, and over time, others have come along also to volunteer in a number of ways, to serve on committees, to help develop aspects of the program. So, yes, there are lots of volunteers. Many of them are consumers. Some of them are professionals. There are a number of people from UNCW faculty who've been very helpful. Members or staff members of agencies around the city that have a natural alliance with what we're trying to do. So everyone that's working on the program has done it as a volunteer. We are trying to raise some funds. We're a nonprofit organization, mm-hmm. so I'm actively fundraising as well. We've had support from PPD, as well as some block grant money from the city. So there is a little bit of money attached to us now, and I'm continually raising money because in order to deliver the full core service of aging in place, we'll need a very small professional staff.
It seems
so
like
that's
you
what
would.
I'm working toward.
Right. So you envision having a director and perhaps an administrative assistant?
Yeah, there will be someone who helps coordinate that process of assessing people. And that the assessment can be done by volunteers or by students in appropriate fields, but we'll need somebody to coordinate that process and so on. So it'll be a very small staff, but we'll need a staff of paid professionals.
Good. That makes sense. Now, you've talked about in the press release that I received from you some benefits to downtown Wilmington and the larger community. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Yeah. You know, Wilmington has become a retirement destination. And I think everybody agrees that if Wilmington can brand itself as retirement or semi-retirement friendly, that's good for not only downtown, but for the whole city. It's good for the merchants who are in downtown. It's good for downtown neighborhoods because the older members of neighborhoods tend to be the anchors, the role models in those neighborhoods. So having people who've lived in a neighborhood for decades remain there is really a good thing for everybody that lives nearby. So there are a lot of benefits to the whole neighborhood and the whole downtown area, even if you don't happen to be aging yet.
I love that idea of the elders being anchors in a community, right? Because I can think of a number of people in the downtown area or Carolina Heights or Carolina
right,
Place
right.
that serve that function that everybody looks to and admires their gardens
right,
and enjoys
exactly
hanging out
right.
with them, all that kind of thing. I remember when I lived in Wisconsin, we had a neighbor across the street from us who lived to be 105.
Oh my.
The last time I saw him, he was 100, and he was still gardening a lot every day. And every day of his life, he gardened, even in the summertime, fully dressed in a black suit
oh my.
With a white shirt buttoned up and a little narrow black tie. And he was out there with his tennis shoes. But we're like, what is Mr. Griswold doing out there in his suit? Well, he was gardening.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he did. And he got to stay in his own home all the way. And it's a beautiful thing to be
well,
able to do.
Well, that's terrific. That's really the ideal.
What else can you tell us about the program? We have 2 minutes left or so.
Well, I can tell you that we're just taking the next major step, which is to begin a pilot within our model because we want to demonstrate that our processes and our procedures are right. So, in fact, I'm looking for people who live in the downtown area who might like to be part of the pilot. They might like to have us come assess them and create a plan with them and for them and take advantage of what we know, and at the same time help us by allowing us to practice, as it were, and to give us feedback on how it's gone. So if anyone is interested in doing that, also if anyone is interested in being a volunteer to help us deliver that service to people, I'd like to hear from both of those people, both of those types of people. And then the other thing I think it's important to know is that what we've been doing continually is sponsoring what we call Tuesday Talks, which are free, open to the public talks once a month on the third Tuesday of every month. They're held at the downtown library, and we have one coming up that might be of interest. The next one is on September the 16th from 5:30 to 7, and the title is Sneak Peek, a look at the new Performing Arts Center
Ooh.
In Wilmington, and our speaker will be Shane Fernando,
oh,
who is
great.
I know he's affiliated here at WHQR, and he is just recently appointed the director of the new Performing Arts Center. And I've actually encountered people who say, what Performing Arts Center? So if you've not ridden along 3rd Street or 2nd Street and seen it rising up out of the ground, it's going to be up and actually a venue, a beautiful venue, beginning next year. So we're going to get a sneak peek through Shane's knowledge of it and slides and artist's renderings and so on. and give everybody a preview of the Art Center that's going to be part of our lives.
And it will
be
so accessible for our downtown residents.
That's right. So I encourage anybody who's interested to come. You can call an RSVP if you'd like to do me that favor. But even if you don't, you can come. It's the 16th at the downtown library.
From 5:30 to 7.
Right.
Here's a way to reach Susan Silver. You can call her at 910-805-4663. Again, 805-4663. There's also a website, agingInPlaceDowntown.weebly.com.
That's right.
Okay, agingInPlaceDowntown.weebly.com. And that Weebly is W-E-E-B-L-Y. Susan, thank you so much for telling us about it. It sounds like a great project.
Thanks so much for having me.
You are most welcome. This is WHQR.